Bow down, bow down, bow down. If you want the Lord.
Praise the Lord, may God bless you, and welcome to The Word Restores. This broadcast is an outreach ministry of prayer, praise, and preaching from New Bethel Missionary Baptist Church, Detroit, Michigan. Our senior pastor is Reverend Dr. Robert Smith Jr. We invite you to join us as we ask God's blessings on this broadcast, entering into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. We are truly thankful unto You, Lord, and we bless Your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Don't You want Lord to help me?
Let's join Pastor Smith for part two of his recent conference sermon as he asks us to think about this question, is it church yet? The key verse was taken from Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, and it reads from the King James Version, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Today, Pastor Smith concludes with the answer to the question, why does Satan have to have gates in the first place?
We've at the gates of hell having a Holy Ghost party. And some people say, ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't never stop. Glory, hallelujah. We've made the church a place of salutation and celebration. We come to salute one another. We come to make big shots out of one another. As we've made the church like the Vaughn of none effect, because all we're doing at church now is salutation for one another. We uplift one another. We make big shots out of one another. Matter of fact, that's the only reason some of us are here tonight. We're just in hopes. I'm going to close, Dr. Brown, but the only reason some folk are here is because we're just in hopes one day we'll be the Dr. Scruggs. We're not worrying about what we put in, what we do, what effect we have. We're just trying to get in line. We're just like folk going to the mall. We just When you go to the mall, the penny folk ain't worried about the Saks folk. The Sears folk ain't worried about the Neiman folk. Everybody just come to get what they want. Can I get some help here? And so we leave saying, I got my thing on. I got my praise on. We did what we wanted to do, and we're through. But Dr. Vaughn, as I seriously thought about it, I gave it careful thought. Then I had to raise another question. Why the gates? Why in hell did Satan have gates anyway? trying to.
That's what I want to know, man. What are you going to be for?
I kept on thinking about it. Dr. Vaughn's question rang in my ear for months at a time, and I kept thinking about it. If Satan got gates, why does he have them? Something to think about. When he said, the gates of hell should not prevail, that meant that the church ought not to be camping at the gate. They ought to be knocking down the gates. They ought to be tearing off the hinges. They ought to be setting the gates on fire. They ought to be ramming the gates. But I have to ask myself, Dr. Vaughn, over and over and over, why does Satan have gates in the first place? And I thought about Post City Boys. No wonder they be up here talking about the Greek and the Hebrew. Because they don't know the Negro. They've been raised in cement and asphalt. Somebody going to hear me in a minute. That's just why a lot of them got to dig down, get all the Greek, the Hebrew. Because they really can't explain it in Negro because they ain't lived it. But if you had lived some Negro like I've lived, then you could understand why Satan had the gates. In Wilcox County, Alabama, not a long ways from here. In Wilcox County, Alabama, Mr. Youngblood owned everything. Dr. Struggs, Mr. Youngblood owned all the houses. He owned everything. He owned the Negroes who were there. He owned my granddaddy. He owned my daddy. He owned everything. And Mr. Lemmer Jenkins was the sheriff. And if you violated anything Mr. Youngblood said, Mr. Lemmer Jenkins would take care of you. Now, Mr. Lemmer Jenkins had rolling hills, and he had cattle he could set out to graze at his place. He could sit on his porch and watch 50 cows going one way and 20 going the other way. But in the place, Dr. Nellie Williams, that he gave my granddaddy, who paid $10 a year for rent, the place he gave my granddaddy, there wasn't no rolling hills. It was all that tough stuff to plow. Hillside, rocky, stumpy stuff. And my granddaddy didn't have no 50 cows. He didn't have no 20 mules or horses. Angelique, he just had an old heifer. For you city folk, heifer means, you know, female cow, not that lady messing with your husband. That ain't what I'm talking about. My granddaddy just would have a heifer and a bull. And we would have to do what you call tying the cow out. Somebody know what I'm talking about. You have to do what you call tying the cow out. And you tied the cow out, Norman, depending on where the sun was. One part of the morning, you tied him on one side of the house. And the other part of the evening, you tied on the other side of the house. But the problem, Cynthia, as they kept grazing in the same spot, it would become bad. Pretty soon, it didn't mean nothing tying them out. They wouldn't have nothing but dust. But there was a thing called the community pasture. And you would take them down to the community pasture. and you put them in the pasture where they could graze and get fresh water, strengthen themselves for another day's work. But at that pasture was a gate.
Well,
glory, hallelujah. And I wondered why the gate was there. It wasn't there to keep the old mule from coming out. He would never come out. He didn't want to come back to hard work and dry ground. He was in there with other mules and good grass and plenty of water. The gate was not there to keep him in. The gate was there to keep the wrong folk from going in and bringing them out. So Satan has the gates not to keep folk in because they are blind and cannot see. They are lost. They like you used to be, wrong and didn't know that you were wrong. Wrong and didn't care that you were wrong. They are like you used to be, and they ain't gonna never come out if you don't go in and get them. They'll stay there. So you got to go down to the gate and tear down the gate. Glory, hallelujah. Dr. Ray, you tell your preachers I use this. They told me in Memphis that if I didn't want to be an old fogey preacher, I needed one of these. Amen. You let them know I use it. I'm cutting it off now. I've been playing with it long enough. I'm putting my glasses up too. My wife told me to wear these so it'll look like I could read. So if you're going to shout, now's the time. I'm closing. The world is asking, is it church yet? For Jesus took his disciples. He took them out of the crowded pathways. I think that ought to say something to every preacher. You need to get out the crowd sometime. You need to get other folk out of your ear. You need some alone time. You ought to go before God all alone before you go before your people Sunday morning. He took them to a little place called Caesarea Philippi. He took them there for some intimacy. That is, see into me. He took them there so they could have a close and intimate to look at Jesus. Because there's somebody here to know. You cannot preach if you don't know who Jesus is. I wish I had a sanctified witness. I said, there's somebody here to know. Without Jesus, you got to be close to him to try to pastor our folk. I wish I had a witness here. I don't care what else you got, young preacher. Make sure you got Jesus. You may wear the finest of clothes, drive the finest car. But if you gonna preach to our people, you got to know Jesus for yourself. I'm trying to say this as easy as I know how. But when you see these preachers go way up and get knocked way down, They didn't know Jesus in an intimate way. They wind up strung out, punked out, doped out, drunked out, whored out, because they didn't know Jesus and tried to deal with our people. It's not easy taking a stand Sunday morning. It's not easy being the chief servant and the leader. You got to have an intimate, a close relationship with Jesus. He took his disciples. So I want to be sure y'all know me. Who is it that men say I am? Some say, oh, you Elijah. Some say, you're some other prophet. You're everything but who you say you are. But then Jesus turned and said, who do you say that I am? And the answer came back, thou art the Christ. I wish I had some shouting folk here now. Somebody ought to be running up and down the aisle. Thou art the Christ. Anybody here know he is the Christ? He's not just the Savior. He's not just the Lord. But he's God himself. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Same in the beginning with God. All things made by him. Without him, nothing made that was made. And the Word. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He said, you're the Christ. You got it right. I'ma build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Did you hear me what I said? And the gates of hell shall not prevail. I think I'll try to say it again. Somebody gonna get it. And the gates of hell shall won't. I know the gates of hell. It ought to be somebody here with some Christian experience. It ought to be some pastor here that's broken through. The gates of hell will not, sure won't prevail. Look what he said. I'm going to give you the key. And whatever you bind on earth going to be bound in heaven. Oh, Lord. What you loose on earth going to be loosed in heaven. That bothered me. Lord have mercy. I tried to think Dr. Vaughn's question over again. What's going on at the gates of hell? And I looked at the gates. I looked at the keys. But when it got to this binding thing, it really upset me. It was too much. Because he said, I give you the key, and whatever you bind on earth gonna be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth gonna be loose in heaven. I said, Lord, that's too much. That's too much to even think about. No, no. He said, just go on. Trust my word. You do the binding and you do the loosening. I said, Lord, that's too much. That's too much. He said, well, let me make it plain to you. He said, you can't do nothing with a Negro down here in a small number. I ain't gonna be bothered with him in a number that no man can number. I wish somebody could hear me. Let me say it as plain as I can. Some folk come to church not at the time you set. They get there when they want to. Can I get a witness here? You can't bind them to being on time. You can't bind them to studying the word. You can't bind them to tithing. You can't bind them to mission. God said, don't worry. If you can't bind them in this small crowd where Sunday come every 7 days, I ain't gonna be bothered with him in a number no man can number. Well, every day, y'all just ain't gonna hear me. Let me say it like this. I thought it was too much, but he told me to take the key. He explained to me, I ain't worried about you going too far. So you might be in control, but I'm in charge. Can you hear me, anybody? I said, that's what he told me, Dr. Williams. He said, Bob, go on. Don't worry about it. At the gates of hell, it ought to be some loosening and binding. And it ain't gonna be church unless you're loosening and binding. He said, don't worry. You might be in control, but I'm in charge. It's like this, Brother Perkins. We in control of the lights in here. We can turn them on and turn them off. We can change the wattage to what we want it to be. We're in control, but we're not in charge. And if you don't do right, the folk in charge will turn the lights off. I got to leave you now, but you could have helped me tonight. Lord have mercy. If you put your arms around somebody, if you hold them real tight, hold them till you feel a little wheel turning. Hold them till you feel a little fire burning. Hold them till you feel the spirit moving. Rock them and shake them. Shake them and rock them. Tell them I feel something. Anybody feel anything? Do you feel like a hallelujah? You ought to join me and say, hallelujah, 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 glory, 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 hallelujah.
I got my eye here for Jesus all of my days. Oh yeah, I know in order to win this fight, I got to give God all the right. I got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days.
You know, in John chapter 6, verse 44, Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Is the Lord drawing you to him? If you felt the Lord drawing you to him and you are ready to receive him, please pray with me. Lord Jesus, I have heard your call. I am a sinner. Please forgive my sins. I truly believe that you died for my sins. I truly believe that God raised you from the dead, and you now live with him, our Father, in heaven. I need you, Jesus, to come and live in my heart. Thank you, my Lord and Savior. If you prayed, you were saved. But this is just the beginning of the journey. Let us help you. Let us walk with you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
You can't stop me. All of my days. Somebody humbly and died, crucified.
We pray that you have been richly blessed by this message and invite you to allow us to walk alongside you as you learn about Jesus. Stay grounded in him through these perilous times and grow in his grace and mercy on this, our Christian journey. If you are in the Detroit area and are looking for a spirit-filled community of worship, we welcome you to join us for Sunday morning services at 7:30 and 10:30 and Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Please log into our website, nbbcdetroit.org, for our full schedule of events and information on our Haiti outreach missions. New Bethel is located at 8430 C.L. Franklin Boulevard in Midtown Detroit. We are here because we want to reach the lost. We are here because we want to strengthen the saved. We are here because we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, a city on a hill that cannot be hid. I'm your host, Elder Anne Marie Jewell, a fellow servant in Christ. May God bless you, and may the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Amen.
Come on to Jesus. He's waiting on you. Come on to Jesus. He's waiting on you. You ain't got to get ready. He's waiting.